Welcome to the Live Beautifully podcast. I'm Katrina Scott. I'm a mom, a passionate female founder, and a creative brand builder. In the last 15 years, I've been everything from a personal trainer to a Forbes featured entrepreneur, a New York Times bestselling author, and the co-founder of the leading fitness empire, Tone It Up. And with that comes CEO, late night copywriter, creative director, social media expert, and of course, the most important job to inspire creativity, an office intern running out for coffee and donuts for the dream team. I'm humbled and so grateful for my journey so far, and I can't wait to write new chapters with all of you. Creativity, success, and making your dreams come to life takes passion, commitment, and a deep, deep love. And love is fostered and grown through deep connections and purpose. And we are going to do just that together. From personal life stories to thoughtful conversations with the most inspiring guests and Ask Me Anything episodes, my hope is this show will ignite your creative brilliance so you can flourish and live beautifully. Hi. First, I want to say thank you for tuning in to Live Beautifully. It means so much to hear from you after the show. I love all your check-ins, your photos on walks listening, and of course, all the tags and sharing it with your girlfriends. I appreciate you so much beyond words that I could even go into. I could probably talk about how grateful I am for you for, you know, the whole episode. But today is pretty special. As promised from last week's episode, we are going to prepare for the new year. Which it's crazy. Can you believe we're going to 2022? I feel like we keep saying that too. Anyone I talk to, they're like, what happened to time? And of course, on the last episode, we talked about time. But yeah, we are going to prepare now. There are just 7 weeks left of the year. And we don't have to wait until New Year's Eve to decide what our resolutions are. Plus, even if you have a goal now, I want to make sure you're fully equipped and set up for success. A lot of times we have big goals for the new year, but as soon as the new year comes, so does life. And the same habits, routine, and life creeps in. It takes just 21 days to form new habits. So it's best to start some of those now so we can be fully prepared for January 1st. So if you're at home or you can grab a pen and paper or your notepad on your phone, get ready for these steps to take before the new year. If you're driving or anything, you can always revisit this or check out livebeautifully.com because I have everything there. All right, here we go. Number one, and we hear this all the time, but we're going to talk through it. It all starts with gratitude. First, I want you to think of all the incredible things you've accomplished in the last year or 2 years, because it kind of blends the last 2 years. You're a survivor. You're a warrior. You've persevered. I've seen you all. And even the things that you've had to let go of are still accomplishments. So write down just 5 things that you're incredibly proud of accomplishing in the last year. Next, write down 5 things you're grateful for in your life. And I want you to carry that gratitude each day for the next 7 weeks by journaling every morning one thing you're grateful for. A lot of days, it may be the same thing. I write down almost the same thing every day. I actually write down 3 things. Maybe it's family, friends, the roof over your head, the cup of coffee in your hands, your health, or your freedom. Whatever it is, start today and each day leading up to 2022 with gratitude in your heart and watch how your reality and your world shifts. Number two, we are going to clean it out, literally everything. Clean out your pantry, the old spices, whatever is in there, your closet, the garage, your basement, your phone of duplicate photos or screenshots, your email, your inbox, the desktop, the apps on your phone. Get rid of the clutter. We have no idea how much that clutters our mind. Start today and make a goal each week over the next 7 weeks to clean something out. I recently started cleaning out my phone, and all I do is search a month on my phone, and for example, say the month of October, and I just clean out all the duplicates, unnecessary screenshots, and pics that I don't need. And it's really cute because I can like come across photos that I haven't seen in a long time, and I can categorize them in folders, so that feels really, really good. You can also mass select and deselect important pics too. So take some time today to think of what you'd like to cleanse in your life. It could be simple like a phone, or it can be your closet, whatever it is. Donate, purge, and free yourself from it all. We all hold on to so much, too much, and then we don't realize how heavy it is until we put it all down. Simplicity is so special. And it's time to make space for new opportunities in the new year. A blank slate for everything that's coming into your life. It's coming. I feel it for you. Number three, exercise. You're probably like, I knew she was going to say this. It's no time for the breaks right now. Right now, let's not wait until the rush of January 1st to sweat it out. I promise you're going to feel amazing. If you start now, you will more likely stick to it when the new year begins. I'm not talking hours of exercising every day. None of us can do that. Like, it's just not even, it's not realistic. I know it's a busy time of year. I'm talking form the habit now. Let's do 10 to 20 minutes of exercise each day. It can be after your coffee, before your shower, later on in the day. Just make sure you fit it in. Research shows that if it's the same time each day, you'll more likely stick to it. I always need to do mornings before my daughter wakes up, or I know it won't happen. And whatever time it's at, start that habit now. And when the new year kicks off, your muscles will already be warmed up. You won't be so sore when you first start after a long break. Your heart and lung capacity will already have been built up for your goals. And the best part, your body will already have an internal clock of, oh, this is the time that we break it down. We sweat it out. It's go time. It's a lot easier to go from 50 to 100 than it is 0 to 100. So let's do this now. Check out the move-based routines in the Tone It Up app. That's a new part if you haven't seen it. They're perfect for listening to your own music and getting in a little workout at home, whatever, or even at the gym. I love it because, you know, popping in a workout video, popping in almost like a VCR. I don't know. Do you ever notice that you're like, roll down the window, and it's like, you don't roll down the window. When you pop in your tape, exercise tape, you know, instead of watching through a whole video, right now through the holiday season, you might just have time for moves. And so in between wrapping presents or making dinner or in the morning, getting everything ready, like that's what I have time for right now. So check it out. And then of course we have, you know, 10 to 15 minute workout videos. All right, number four, you might actually like love, hate me for this, but it's so good. And I recently did this and I was blown away. Do a full audit of your time. Real quick, your time is so precious. It like your time, this is your life. Write down how you spend your day. Where do you feel like you may waste time? Where can you free up time for new hobbies in the new year, goals, life, and just peace? The most shocking thing we can all do right now is check our screen time on our phones. How many minutes do we spend mindlessly scrolling social media? We're all guilty of it. And we get sucked in. And you know, as you know, these platforms are designed to actually do that. It's called escapism. We're escaping our own reality to enter someone else's. Now, I'm totally down for checking out memes, watching the latest TikToks, following my favorite hashtags, and checking in with you. But how much is too much? We all complain we're burnt out, that we have no time for ourselves or to be creative or to read or to achieve our own goals. But we could be the one that is holding ourselves back from everything that is coming. If you need, give yourself some healthy boundaries. So no opening Instagram when you first wake up. Instead, have your coffee, open your journal, write down your gratitude list, and tune into your own life and not others. And it's okay, of course, to check in with each other. I'm like obviously a huge advocate of that too, but I'm just saying not all the time. And then exercise, meditate, spend breakfast as a family, then block out time for checking in Instagram, TikTok, whatever your thing is. And then block out time for catching up on emails or programs like Slack or Asana at work. Carve out time for texting and catching up on DMs. Then maybe make it a goal of no social media while making dinner or sitting down at night. And maybe Netflix is reserved for weekends. However you want to do it, just do an audit of your day. There are 24 hours in a day. An hour is just 4% of it. You have time to exercise. You have time to be creative. You have time to connect with your kids without your phones out. We're in an age where we're all expected to be available at all hours of the day. But it's your day. Time is precious. Set those boundaries. And speaking of time, it's also time to book those appointments you haven't had time for, like the doctor, the dentist, the dermatologist. You're like, you sound like my mom right now, Kshirna. But those things are important. I want you to do those things. And those are the things that I put off for myself too. And I know they're important. So I want that for you too. Make time for you and your health. The only way you can do this is to truly be honest with yourself and how you're spending your time and what you're actually giving your time. And finally, number 5, we can achieve so much more when we have a positive perspective. This is beyond number 1 of gratitude. This is shifting our entire day and our mindset. I want you to identify the negative areas of your life or the negative thought patterns you may have and when they come up. This kind of goes with cleaning it out too. How can you clean out the negative self-talk? How can you clean out the things that may be toxic in your life? Or the gossip, the news, the Instagram accounts that maybe don't make you feel so great about yourself? Or even the personal patterns that fester negativity or resentment? How can you really truly recognize those and walk away and shift your mindset? The best way to shift your mindset is to truly be aware of your thoughts, your surroundings, and your energy. What you give your energy to grows. So what you focus on most becomes your reality. The words you say to yourself become your identity. I want you to be so kind to you. You're incredible. You deserve to have peace and happiness. You're brilliant, unique, and so beautiful. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It's a miracle that you're here. It's a miracle that we are breathing and living on this earth. The chances of being born are 1 in over 400 trillion. 1 in 400 trillion. I can't even think like that. I mean, I look at space and that freaks me out, but I can't even see 4 trillion actually, or 400. Like, it's crazy. You are a miracle and your life is important. You're important. You're needed and you're so special. I want you to spend each day, like you won the lottery out of 400 trillion people. And of course, it's okay to have tough days. I'm there with you. But for the majority of your time and where you spend your time, I want you to feel how remarkable it is that you're here. Spend your day being kind to yourself, to others, and surround yourself with more positivity. What helps with this is to have, you know, daily affirmations. I'll share some of my favorite affirmations this weekend on livebeautifully.com. I promise you, your mindset is the most powerful tool you have going into 2022, your mindset. So you got this. We got this. We're in this together. So thank you so much for joining me today. I can't wait to connect with you again, and I'll be looking out for all your check-ins. If you want to share your journal with me, even privately, you can always text a little screenshot to me. I love accountability. And post on your stories what you thought of today, or maybe take some time to take it all in. And again, I can't wait to hear from you. I recommend grabbing a journal and to start practicing the 5 things that we talked about today and setting yourself up for success for a fresh start. We all need it. We've got this. I'll see you soon. Thanks for joining me. Thank you so much for tuning into Live Beautifully today. I hope you loved this episode and that you feel empowered, connected, and of course, inspired to live beautifully. Make sure you subscribe so you're the first to know when a new episode comes out. I love seeing your reviews and hearing how this podcast is making a positive impact on your life. So if you haven't yet, I'd love for you to leave a review. I read everything from you and it means the absolute world to me. I'll be sharing your reviews and stories on Instagram at Katrina Scott. Also, for Ask Me Anything episodes, literally anything, text me on my cell at 213-205-3604. 213-205-3604 with anything you'd like to talk about. Title your text AMA for Ask Me Anything so I can look out for your message. Thanks again for tuning in and sharing this with your girlfriends. I cannot wait to chat soon. Let's live beautifully together.